This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We really appreciate it. MashaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Thank you, bro.
This is something, man. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Oh, look at that. MashaAllah. This is it. This is what we're talking about. Tabarakallah. Tabarakallah. Here, akhi.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah.
And can you go outside, actually? Can we go outside too?
Is there any way outside?
Outside?
No, there is no way outside.
Okay. The fish look amazing.
They look well fed.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Salah.
The stuff is the food, right?
You mean put some on the bottom?
At the top.
The froth.
Oh, it's froth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of their breathing.
So, Dr. Salah.
Naam, Habibi.
Good morning, Habibi Al-Ghali.
Good morning. Did you say Adhkaru Sabah?
We didn't, and this is my question, actually. This is one of my favorite du'as that we recite usually during Adhkaru Sabah. That is Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. We would love to hear some reflections on this dua, inshallah.
Barakallah fiik. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, any worshipper who says this dua, nothing will harm the person. So if you want to be protected from harm, you say Bismillah in the name of Allah. الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض. Whose name, يعني by taking his name, nothing will harm on the earth or in the skies. And he is all hearing, all knowing. So this dua, exactly as you said it, بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. That is one of the most powerful du'as. I repeat it every morning and every evening, and sometimes even during the day. Perhaps Dr. Muhammad can give us a few of its virtues.
Sure, barakallah feekum. You said it very well.
Why As-Sami' Al-Alim are included in the du'a to highlight the characteristics of Allah?
Well, first of all, I would like to add that this supplication, every Muslim should recite it 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. And when we say in the morning, and after you pray Fajr, and make sure it is before sunrise. So if you want to get the benefits of these supplications, you got to pray Fajr on time, not past sunrise. And then just 10, 15 minutes, you wrap up all the beautiful supplications. And the evening, the word evening, with regards to the Sharia, is actually not past sunset, it's actually before that. An hour before sunset. Yes, this time is the best time. Bil-Ashiyyi wal-Ibkar. To recite this supplication and along with other supplications
as well.
So just
prior to sunrise and prior to sunset.
Exactly. 3 times in the morning, 3 times prior to sunset. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi, with whose name nothing can harm, whether in the heavens nor on earth. So that applies to the jinn, of course. It applies to the jinn, applies to aliens, whatever. It applies to all of that. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You remember when Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was extremely worried in the cave and said, Ya Rasulullah, if any of the Meccans were searching for them, happened to find out, or if they look down, they will see us. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Abu Bakr, what do you think of to whom Allah is the third? Then he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. That is recorded in ayah number 40, chapter number 9. So al-ma'iyyah here requires, not physically, because there is no way that Allah would fit in the cave. But al-ma'iyyah means He's fully aware of them through hearing and seeing.
And also similar ayah, sorry to interrupt, similar ayah was a reference to Prophet Musa alayhi salam when he was taking the children.
قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي Sayyidin, my Lord is with me, He shall guide me to a way out. And He did indeed. So, who is Sami' al-Alim is an assurance for the supplicant, for you, for me, for the believers who say, how could anyone harm me? Well, Allah is with me. How? He hears and He is fully aware, He is well acquainted with Sami' al-Alim. One thing I want to add. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which is, many people may say, wait a minute, you've been teaching us that our destiny has been preordained, not before we were born, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. So now you're saying that if you recite this dua, Allah will protect you and your family members, protect you health-wise from accidents and your wealth, your vehicle, everything around you other than death, of course.
So many people ask, what's the point if predestiny was already predestined?
Like the Prophet answered this question. He said in one hadith, لَا يَرُدُّ الْقَدَرَ إِلَّا الدُّعَى. Nothing can ward off al-qadr, which is the preordainment, the divine destiny, except supplicating and asking Allah to ward it off, which means that when Allah Almighty has decided and written in the knowledge of the unseen that this person would have a flat tire and the car would flip, except
if he makes dua,
Allah,
it will change, it will protect.
So you have the choice, and Allah Almighty gave you the choice, and He said, this is the alternative. So when you seek my help, I suffice you.
But obviously, in the knowledge of Allah, He knew that you would actually make the dua and it would actually change for you. So the knowledge of Allah and the destiny of humankind, yes, there is no negation between the two. Rather, it is streamlined in the sense that as much as it was in your taqdeer that this was going to happen, but because of your dua, Allah changed it for you and He knew that this is going to happen.
Yeah. And so also streamlined that this is simply because of guidance and tawfiq from Allah.
Yes.
وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي
إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ.
So when you recite the morning supplication, you should be appreciative and feel that Allah has helped you and guaranteed you success to do this. And then when you actually pray Fajr and Jama'ah, every time I'm sitting in the masjid, and I see that the number of those who attend the Fajr prayer is few compared to those who attend the Jumu'ah. So I remind myself and sometimes those who are present, you're only here because He loves you and He invited you. He does not invite but those whom He loves.
So I was speaking in my lecture yesterday and I said that tahajjud is by invite only.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you come for tahajjud, it's Allah who invited you and it is accepted in the sense that He made you come. He put it in your heart, let me do this. Many people are awake at that time doing all sorts of things. Some people are sinning and some people are just wasting time. But it takes a believer who is concerned and close to Allah in the sense that he feels he wants to get even closer to come and realize the value of that particular time. May Allah make us strong. You know, sometimes we speak about tahajjud all the time. I will be honest with you. I myself also would love to improve on my salawat, the way it's done and the extras and the tahajjud and so on. It doesn't mean that because we're talking about it, we are saints, you know. But we're encouraging ourselves to begin with and then everyone else, mashallah.
So I want to remind our viewers that there is a difference between qadr and qada.
Yeah.
So the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the planning, the predestined written plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His
creation. Which is subject to change.
Yeah, so the dua can change the qadr of Allah, but cannot change the qadr because the qadr basically
has
means
been
that
executed.
Which has already been done.
That's why we say whenever a catastrophe, calamity or a test happen to take place, we say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. So it's already done. You can do anything about it except being patient, content, and happy with Allah's decree. As a matter of fact, you're talking about being inspired by Allah, rightly guided, and whatever we do of good, this is simply because Allah has guided us to do it. We were coming down. Initially, we're going to pack up because we're leaving right now.
Yes.
And check out and leave.
Where are we going?
Going to Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, inshallah, azajal, for another beautiful event. And on the way, we saw the fish. We said, let's go and see the fish. It's not known. How would we get to see it? Or as you see that the door was closed.
Actually, there are too many fish and so big, mashallah, tabarakallah.
And this is also from the magnificent creation of subhanahu wa ta'ala. We enjoy looking at them and we say, fatabarakallahu.
Some people enjoy even eating them, you know.
like myself. So basically, coming here and switching from looking and watching to sharing with the viewers a supplication, I would consider it وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. So whenever one's iman is increasing, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I think what we decided to do, my beloved brothers and sisters, is to unplug what's happening and create a small series of a few episodes during our journey here in Far East Asia. Jazakumullah khair.
Hey, wait a minute. Yes. Jazana wa iyakum. What day is today?
Today's
Friday.
Friday. And subhanAllah, since sunset yesterday until sunset today, it's time to do two things as much as you can. Number one, you recite Surah Al-Kahf, so that a light will shine from beneath your feet to the heaven. And this is as far as, horizontal.
Yes.
And vertically until the following Jumu'ah, inshallah. So light surrounding you until the following Jumu'ah from beneath your feet till the heaven. The second thing that the Prophet ﷺ said, on Friday, which is the greatest day Allah has ever created, because He has created Adam on that day, and Adam actually entered Jannah, then he was expelled out of heaven on Friday, and inshallah, when the people of Jannah, may Allah make us among them, enter it, will enter it on Friday, and the whole day of judgment will take place on Friday. So he said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيْهِ. Not only send peace and salutations upon me, he said, أَكْثِرُوا. What does it mean?
Increase, as, much more, to do it in abundance.
How often?
As much as you can. And each time you do Salah ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah blesses you in return tenfold. The 10 is the minimum.
Mm.
So you can imagine how big it's going to be.
Allahu Akbar. So, Friday, don't forget, if you haven't recited Surah Al-Kahf yet, you need to recite it. And let's all say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. And hopefully, inshallah, we'll see you again.
وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.